commercial-free, streaming-on-demand presentation from WBPN.
ABC Audio's Memorial Day 50 is brought to you by Sherwin-Williams. Find your neighborhood store or shop online at sherman-williams.com.
50 years. You know, I'm not a wine guy, but I'd like to think that's maybe a good age for a drink. Maybe. Could be rocket fuel by now, but who knows? Who's keeping score? Matt Wolf, holding it down Memorial Day weekend. Want to take a moment to thank those in our military who made that sacrifice so we can enjoy things like this weekend. You're in our hearts and you're in our minds and country as always. Now, we get to shine a light on albums that turn 50 years old this year. And one of the big ones comes in the form of one of the most acclaimed collections in modern music history. There's no denying that Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon is truly one of those absolute desert island collections, and it goes pretty well with The Wizard of Oz, too. Dense, trippy, layered, this was the record that truly defined Pink Floyd as the leaders of the new school of progressive rock at the time.
There's something about the sound of this album that still to this day is unique.
That's Jason Hanley, Vice President of Education with the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
The lyrics are great. Songs like Us and Them that reflect on war, and songs like Time that think about the passage of time and us getting older. Money. We all have to think about money on some level living in the society we live in. And I think the song's themes are universal. And it's that combination of this really innovative record and the universal themes of the songs that make it a perfect hit record, a perfect experience, and a great work of art.
Yeah. take is what's my part. Money, so they say, is the root of all evil today. But if you ask the A-Rides, it's no surprise that they're giving money away, 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 away.
I was in the right.
Yes, absolutely in the right.
I certainly was in the right.
ABC Audio's Memorial Day 50.
Stones and doo-doo-doo-doo-doo. A lot of doos there. Heartbreaker from 1973's Goat's Head Soup, one of the many albums we are putting aside this weekend for ABC Audio's Memorial Day 50, celebrating a whole mess of albums at the 50-year mark. Now, interestingly enough, that album from the Rolling Stones had a ton of outtakes, and some of which showed up later on, like take, for example, Waiting on a Friend, which of course was pushed 7 years later forward to 1980 on Tattoo You. Can you imagine that song considered a throwaway track at one point? Put it in the closet for a few years, let it simmer. Oh, to be Mick and Keith, right? Anyway, a great, sometimes and dysfunctional partnership, if you will, Matt Wolf. And speaking of great musical partnerships, give these guys some credit too. With Tom Johnston on vocals and songwriting duties and the contributions of guitarist Pat Simmons, the Doobie Brothers came together with that super distinct blend of rock, boogie, R&B, and blue-eyed soul, and in 1973, they put out album number 3, The Captain and Me, continuing that mashup formula to chart-topping success with songs like Without You, Long Train Runnin', and China Grove.
What you're hearing is the compilation of everybody's musical backgrounds when we formed the band.
There's Tom himself telling us how it all worked.
I came from like R&B and blues and rock and roll. Pat came from rock and roll and folk blues and that sort of thing. And when we would write songs, we would inherently, without thinking about it, just mesh them together and have like a funky rhythm pattern, but over the top of that you'd have finger picking or singing styles that would complement each other. We always used harmonies a lot.
ABC Audio's Memorial Day 50 is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. For a job you'll love, visit progressive.com/careers. 1973, the Eagles released their second studio album, Desperado.
Desperado, why don't you come to your senses? You've been out riding fences for so long now. Oh, you're a hard one, but I know that you got your reasons. These things that are pleasing you can hurt you somehow. Don't you draw the queen of diamonds, boy. She'll beat you if she's able. You know the queen of hearts is always your best bet. Now it seems to me some fine things have been laid upon your table, but you only want the ones that you can't get. Desperado, oh, you ain't getting no younger. Your pain and your hunger, they're driving you home. And freedom, oh, freedom, well, that's just some people talking. Your prison is what world all alone. Don't your feet get cold in the wintertime? The sky won't snow and the sun won't shine. It's hard to tell the nighttime from the day. It may be raining, but there's a rainbow above you. You better let somebody love you.
Let somebody love you.
You better let somebody love you before it's too late.
Eagles and Desperado, title cut from their second album on ABC Audio's Memorial Day 50. Now, that album put out 50 years back in April of 73, and it was the first Eagles album that Don Henley and Glenn Frey actually, you know, kind of got together in a room and wrote most of these songs together, that one included. None of this separation stuff, and we all know where it goes to from there. Matt Wolf, when we get back, we'll explore another great musical collaboration.
So he's like, let's go to Jamaica. But when they showed up, it was like a nightmare.
ABC Audio's Memorial Day 50.
92.9 and 96.5 WBPM.
You know, this would have been more of a secret if I'd published it in the newspaper.
The biggest hits of all time. 92.9 and 96.5 WBPM.
ABC Audio's Memorial Day 50 is brought to you by StockCharts.com. Start trading stocks on data instead of headlines. Go to StockCharts.com for a free 30-day trial.
Welcome back to ABC Audio's Memorial Day 50, lighting the grill, kicking back, and tipping the hat to a series of great classic albums and songs that turn 50 years old this year, Matt Wolf, and if you fire up the DeLorean and the flux capacitor, a trip back to 1973 would get you a ticket to the movies to see Charlotte's Web, you had The Sting, The Exorcist, or Enter the Dragon with Bruce Lee.
You have offended my family, and you have offended a Shaolin temple.
Or maybe you'd be around for the very first cell phone call, too, on what was then almost a $4,000 mobile phone. I was talking about this before. Don't ever complain about your cell phone bill at this point, right? Speaking of prices, a good hi-fi stereo system would have set you back, oh, about $650 just so you could play the likes of this guy. In 1973, Sir Elton John releases album number 7, a double LP titled Goodbye Yellow Brick Road. And many agree this is the collection that defined Elton John and Bernie Taupin as one of the most potent singer-songwriter combos of the 20th century. And Sir Elton decided to record it off the mainland.
So he's like, let's go to Jamaica. But when they showed up, it was like a nightmare.
There's ABC Entertainment contributor Andrea Dresdale.
The studio was like janky, didn't work. They couldn't get the microphones they needed. And plus, the workers who worked at the record pressing plant next door, they were on strike. So every time Elton and his crew like rolled up in their minibus, those guys would like attack them and spit fiberglass at them through blowpipes. They couldn't get out of there fast enough.
That sounds like a party. But challenge, as they say, does breed excellence. And in this case, it all worked out fine.
The good thing about Jamaica is that Elton wrote all the music for the album in 3 days flat. So when they returned to Europe and they went back to France, they were all ready to go and really finish those songs.
ABC Audio's Memorial Day 50 is brought to you by Babbel, language for life. Try Babbel for free at babbel.com. 1973, The Who release Quadrophenia.
Alone,
inside, outside,
nowhere is
From 1973's Quadrophenia, it's 5:15 on ABC Audio's Memorial Day 50. The Who there, and a look back at the big rock albums hitting 50 rotations around the sun this year. Now, Quadrophenia, of course, a biggie for The Who, and listening to that, you know, kind of making me think about last year's wildly successful The Who Hits Back tour, with Roger and Pete out in front doing those full orchestral versions of the Quadrophenia songs and having a lot of fun doing it, too, with Zach Starkey, Ringo's son, carrying on the family tradition, if you will, on the Skins. Matt Wolf, and talking about family traditions,
I think in some ways we modeled putting this band, this traveling circus, together kind of after that, the feeling that you get from that album.
So what album is Derek Trucks referring to? We'll find out when we get back.
ABC Audio's Memorial Day 50.
92.9 and 96.5 WBPM.
Come on, my friend, let's boogie.
Let's hear it for him.
The biggest hits of all time. 92.9 and 96.5 WBPM.
ABC Audio's Memorial Day 50 is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Protect your family, your phone, and your furry friends with life, electronic device, and pet health insurance. ABC Audio remembers Randy Bachman of Bachman Turner Overdrive.
I wanted to write a song about this day in the life of this guy and call it White Collar Worker. And so I wrote this song about him going home and coming to work at the 8:15 in the train into New York City in the morning, and I wrote this whole song. It took many years of evolving and trying to pitch that song, till in desperation one night when Fred Turner lost his voice. So out of the blue, I said, let's do this song, three chords, and when I get to the hook, help me. And I sang my old lyrics to White Collar Worker, and instead of doing White Collar Worker in the middle, I sang taking care of business every day, taking care of business every way, it's all mine and working overtime. And bam, the song was written right there on stage in a jam session.
Morning from the alarm clock's warning. Take the 8:15 into the
CEO and taking care of business on ABC Audio's Memorial Day 50. Tim, Randy, and Robbie Bachman, and Fred Turner, of course, from their second album, Bachman Turner Overdrive 2, put out in 1973. Randy Bachman forming the Canadian outfit after his time with the Guess Who, and that song, the first, you know, really big hit for the Canadian outfit. And unfortunately, we lost Randy back in January, and just weeks ago, we marked the passing of Tim Bachman as well. BTO members of the Canadian Music Hall of Fame, Matt Wolf, needle dropping with the best of them this Memorial Day weekend with a look at rock albums at the 50-year mark. Let's go from Canada now, across the border, down Georgia way. Album number 5 from the Allman Brothers Band, Brothers and Sisters, came after a time of big upheaval for the outfit, and it's recognized by many as a creative and musical rebirth for the brothers.
Eat a Peach and the Fillmore were big records, but Brothers and Sisters shot him into another stratosphere.
That is Derek Trucks, Grammy winner and guitarist for his blues rock outfit, Tedeschi Trucks Band. He's also the nephew of legendary Allman's brother Butch Trucks, so you can imagine the personal connections to this album run deep on everything from the music right down to the album's cover.
So, and it's my cousin on the front cover. Like, it's when I think of a band and a family and the mythology of the inside of that cover just always comes to mind. And I think in some ways we modeled putting this band, this traveling circus, together kind of after that, the feeling that you get from that album.
ABC Audio's Memorial Day 50 is brought to you by StockCharts.com. Start trading stocks on data instead of headlines. Go to StockCharts.com for a free 30-day trial. Steven Tyler on making a great Aerosmith record.
At night when you're going to the bathroom, you can't get it out of your mind. All night you go to get up and go to the bathroom and you're singing the chorus. You go, okay, we got a winner here.
1973, Aerosmith released their debut album.
Smith and Dream on ABC Audio's Memorial Day 50, looking up albums turning 50 years young this year, including that one off Aerosmith's self-titled debut collection, which surprisingly does not stick the landing on its initial release. Rolling Stone didn't even review the thing. But Dream On, that year in 73, becomes a hit in their native Boston. Then it's re-released again in 75, where it becomes even more of a bigger hit nationwide, and of course establishes them as one one of the premier rock acts of the 1970s and beyond. Now, of course, the guys just announcing their farewell tour, the Peace Out Tour. Pretty fitting, right? Which kicks off end of summer, September 2nd, at the Wells Fargo Center in Philly. The Black Crowes joining them on this last outing, too. Great bill, but man, it's going to be weird not seeing Stephen and Joe together again on stage, right? All good things, though. Matt Wolf, when we get back.
He said, you know what? I want the music to carry on. I want it to carry on, and I want Skinner to be around forever.
We'll take a look back on the life of Leonard Skinner's Gary Rossington.
ABC Audio's Memorial Day 50 is brought to you by NHTSA. Not wearing a seatbelt could cost you a ticket or your life. Don't risk it. Click it or ticket. Paid for by NHTSA.